today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Jim, do you have a Bible around here?
Patrick, why do you want a Bible?
I just need to look something up.
Okay, sure. It's on that shelf over there.
Where? Over here?
Yeah, it should be right under the Skid Row cassette. Da, 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 da. It's Wednesday. We're on the deck. We have friends who've been hanging out all week.
It's been great.
It's nice that in the summer, everybody can take some time off and just hang out at my house all week.
I know.
Isn't that great?
Really nice, yeah.
Okay, so what are we doing here? Oh, yeah, it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And as I mentioned, we're out on the deck here in the suburbs of Washington, D.C. We're in Northern Virginia.
Feels good.
And we have some friends who drove all the way from Louisville, Kentucky.
Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
Adam Coop.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And Nicole Coop.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, we got her on mic. All
right. Get right up there,
now,
girl.
Now, make sure you get on that microphone.
Yeah. Now, which way did you guys go? Did you come, like, the southern route or the northern route? Like, how do you do it? Do you go down, like, 81?
You go through the ways.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The Cumberland Gap?
You have to go through West Virginia.
Yes. We drove through every bit of West Virginia.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Then through Maryland.
Okay.
And then
came down,
down
like 270. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Yeah. All right.
What kind of vehicle are you driving? How'd that work out
Ford
for you?
Ford Focus.
Ford Fusion.
Ford Fusion.
Mm-hmm. Same thing.
I was going to say, better. Focus, pretty small.
Bigger.
Yeah.
Okay.
Much bigger.
And that worked out well with the kids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have plenty of devices in the back to keep them
on. Well, hang on. Okay, so here's actually the most important question.
Yes.
Who controls the radio?
It's a collaborative effort.
Mm-hmm. So the controls are on the steering wheel. So he's got his hand on the button, but I can veto by pressing the other buttons.
Most of what we listened to on the way here was Lollapalooza replays.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, you're right. Now new cars have like all the radio stereo controls on the steering wheel,
right.
So the driver has ultimate control over everything.
Yes.
But it didn't always used to be sort of an unwritten rule of driving that the person driving gets to pick
the driver
music,
picks.
Right?
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah. So
because it's for everyone's safety.
That's right.
They don't want to be annoyed or distracted.
That's
while
right,
driving.
Of course.
So that's why you skip all the REM that comes on?
Yes.
Oh, man. This podcast is over.
All right. You just opened up a real big can of worms.
Okay. So
you guys got to be going so soon.
That's another episode.
So this is perfect. This is perfect. So speaking of maybe differences in musical taste or what have you and sort of your own musical history, you brought with you, I assume, to donate to the Smithsonian here in D.C., you brought with you a scrapbook.
The Museum of the Suburbs.
Yes. A scrapbook of ticket stubs from all of the shows, many of the shows, most of the shows you've been to in your life.
The shows that we have ticket stubs to.
Okay. Yeah.
So most.
I would say most of the concerts.
This is a thick book.
It's an amazing thing. I was looking through it a little earlier now. Nicole, you told me your first concert ticket stub is in there.
It is.
What about you, Coop? Is it in there?
Yes, my first
one.
Wow,
that's incredible.
See, I didn't save stuff like this, did
you? No, gosh, no.
I wish I had.
I wish I had that Foreigner ticket stub.
I know. My Hall & Oates ticket stub
awesome.
Is long gone.
Yeah.
But my question before I get into all this, and I'm going to go through this page by page. Mm-hmm. We're going to be here for a while. This is going to be Nick Scalera-like podcast here. But my question is there a certain point where it ends because they stopped? You stopped getting tickets, right? Like nowadays you just print tickets and it's not the same, right?
Look at the very last ticket in there and it's the Forecastle ticket stuff.
They found a way to do it.
Oh, okay. So I'm getting ahead of myself here.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
okay.
You start at the front.
Okay.
I hate to admit this. There's an option through Ticketmaster to have a paper ticket printed, and it costs an extra couple of dollars, and we do it to get
you
the
do
tickets.
It. You okay. That was that's what I was wondering because the print from home option just doesn't feel the same. I mean, that's what I do these days, but it's not like having a nice souvenir.
Right. It's like an extra $2.50 a ticket for them to print it and mail it to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ticketmaster always take care of
that. So I'm not going to go through this page by page, but I'm going to start on page one here. And the first thing I see is Sunshine Promotions presents Bon Jovi at Freedom Hall. And
yes.
Do we have a year on this?
1989.
Oh, there it is. 1989.
But you weren't there to see Bon Jovi, were
no,
you?
No, I was there to see Skid Row.
Yeah.
I was in eighth grade in 1989. My uncle took me to that show.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
It was like one of those cool uncles, like the hip uncle.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to go with your parents, but with your but your parents feel okay because the uncle's taking you.
I'm really surprised that my mom let me go.
Was that Uncle Stevie?
No, that was Uncle Danny.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh. But yeah, that was, I remember we were sitting up so high in Freedom Hall. The smoke was rising.
That's a good spot to be in.
No, wait. So when you say the smoke...
The heat
all
from the stage.
Okay. Because I was going to say, in Kentucky, it's really, you're just talking about tobacco.
Right. All the smokes.
But yeah, okay. All right. So that was your first show.
Yes.
Okay.
And you went to Catholic high school, right, Nicole?
I did.
I love this little anecdote. So explain what you were saying earlier.
So freshman year, I went to Catholic high school. We have religion class. Mm-hmm. And we had Bibles. We had to... decorate, had to make a Bible cover. And myself and another girl in my class loved Skid Row. We decorated our Bible with Skid Row buttons.
Nothing says Jesus like Skid Row.
And it was, nobody knew who they were. It was fine.
Well, because you're helping the poor.
That's right. Yes. That's what it is, sister.
Yes. So I loved Sebastian Bach back in the day.
You're not alone.
Yeah. So the nuns didn't, they didn't know what was going on. You didn't get wrist slapped or anything like that.
No. Well, my religion teacher was, she loved Dan Marino. So I really don't think that it.
No.
Really. I mean.
You're right.
You know, if you, Sebastian Bach, Dan Marino.
Yeah. They both had curly hair.
Right.
That's good. Good looking men.
Okay. So you went. In this case, you went specifically to see the opening band, Skid Row. Were you a Bon Jovi fan?
Yes.
Or okay,
all yeah,
because that's probably a pretty expensive ticket to buy just to go see the opener.
Yeah, at that back in 1989, I'm not sure how much the ticket was. Maybe $16 bucks or something.
Right,
I don't know. It doesn't say on here. Not that I can.
Still,
oh wait, no, $17.50.
$17.50.
Very good. Mm-hmm. All right, and it started at 7:30, so that's good for
you. Perfect. Yeah, a little late, but.
A little late. Okay. All right. So let's move on real quickly here because the other thing caught my eye on this first page. Oh, there's so much on this first page.
This is very rich material.
You got New Kids on the Block.
Yeah, that was my second concert right after Skid Row.
Also at Freedom Hall. You got your Garth Brooks World Tour at the Kentucky State Fair.
Of course.
Very nice. And then also Kentucky State Fair, George Strait.
Yes.
So, all right. Now, wow, there's so much here.
Yeah, there's a lot of rich material.
Okay,
in this book.
So is there something? Oh, Lollapalooza? You went to Lollapalooza in 94?
I did.
So this starts with the Nicole chapter here?
So that page is Adam.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I kind of skipped over that.
We had separate stuff.
So some rap rock on here?
Combined.
No, actually, I think that entire page are Christian bands.
Okay.
My mom worked at a Christian radio station in Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay.
From 1988 to 1995. So any Christian act that came through, we went and saw Stephen Curtis Chapman, Michael W. Smith. We saw DC Talk.
There you go.
Rich Mullins. So we went to a lot of concerts early on.
I'll tell you, a Christian band I used to totally dig, and I once, when I worked for the Post, had to go cover a big Christian festival. I never knew this band called the Jars of Clay.
From broken lips, turn dirty rags into white flags. Let peace crawl out of the mystery. Show up blinding the light can be. Don't be afraid of what you see. Love is the protest.
I have several of their albums.
Yeah, man, they're like totally Beatlesque, like, and,
oh, okay.
And they play a sweet brand of music. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really awesome. Oh. I always liked them very much. Yeah,
I just have to tell you this really quickly. I'm not going to get in trouble because she doesn't listen to this. So, speaking of, like, you know, kids and music, teenagers and music, we were going through clothes donations for Salvation Army the other day. We all, like, you know, took about 7 bags worth of clothes over to the Salvation Army. And our daughter, who's about to go to college, she had, you know, a couple of stacks of clothes she was getting rid of. And you know what was largely in the stacks of t-shirts he was getting rid of? Were all the emo band emo shirts.
Time to get rid of them. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So My Chemical Romance and all that stuff. That's it's over. Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. All right. So, and I noticed one of these here is, one of these ticket stubs here is Valley View Baptist Church. So was that your church that you went to? Or
That was just one of the venues.
Oh, okay.
One of the churches that had.
All right. So we got here Lemonheads, Lollapalooza, Carrot Top.
Somebody better fess up to going to see Carrot Top.
That was our first show that we saw at the Palace.
Really?
Yes.
The Louisville Palace?
Uh-huh. The Louisville Palace. I don't really remember why or how.
Me neither.
So
that's good. Keep up with that. That's a good line. I don't remember why we went to Carrot Top.
Yeah.
I never liked there for a while had a lot of comedy. Mm-hmm. Like we actually saw George Carlin there too.
Oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the classic.
But let me tell you, the Louisville Palace is a big theater. Mm-hmm. It's a big seated theater. It's really beautiful. It's really nice. So it'd be similar maybe to like the Warner Theater here in DC. Like it's the big theater venue, and Carrot Top could fill that place. He could book that kind of room.
I changed the subject with saying George Carlin.
Okay, yeah. Oh, all right.
He's not letting that go.
Soul Asylum at the Louisville Gardens.
There you go.
Sometimes it makes you hesitate. Some folks buy for humanity. Some folks buy for their sanity. Don't do this, don't do that. Don't try this, don't touch that. Hey, for the last time. By the way, the world coming
And the Louisville Gardens is an old dump.
Well, now it is. But I met Dave Perner at that show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was he trying to pick you up?
No. I worked for a music store. I worked for Camelot, and then it became FYE. And so we got to go. Actually, it was pre-show when they came out. Mm-hmm. And
how long was his hair? Was it way down there at that time, or had he cut it?
I think it was at least shoulder length.
Okay. Winona Ryder was like, can you at least cut it to like the shoulders? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So Jim and Patrick, you're going to find out quickly. She's way more interesting to talk to than me. She has great stories.
No.
These tickets up there are amazing to me. So I'm turning the page here. So is this a Nicole or an Adam page here? We got Farm Aid.
That was me.
At Cardinal Stadium in Louisville. That's really cool. Who was that?
John Mellencamp.
Neil Young and Willie Nelson. Those are like the big three.
Dave Matthews, I think, was there.
He came on, became a big Farm Aid guy.
Yeah.
But then there's always like a bunch of others who maybe just play the 1 year. That's really cool. That was at the old Cardinal Stadium.
Yes.
Which was a weird, weird place.
Yes,
I don't
want to
get into all
it's
that.
It's still there, but nothing happens.
It was a bizarre structure. Okay, you got REM.
Yes.
At Rupp Arena. Wow, that's a big room.
It's enemy territory, though.
It is.
Yeah.
And so you're a big REM fan.
I love REM.
All right. And so when you drive, you can play the REM songs? When you're behind
this? No, cannot.
I can't.
Wait, that's not the rule. That's not how it works. Okay.
Yeah. He won't let me.
Stone Temple Pilots, Toad the Wet Sprocket, Insane Clown Posse.
Yeah.
That's a Jake.
So that was another free show. And we left covered in Faygo.
Yeah, it happened.
Pearl Jam, Katie. Pearl Jam.
Oh yes, oh my God, my favorite. That was in Knoxville.
There was a story here. You guys were saying about there's a very important ticket stub somewhere in here, right? In the Coop family history.
I'm not sure the date. 2000.
Vertical Horizon and Stroke 9.
Okay, so tell me the story.
So Vertical Horizon and Stroke 9 I liked Stroke 9. Well, the one Stroke 9 song, Little Black Backpack. Cincinnati, a couple hours away from Louisville, went up there, and that's the first time Nicole and I met. Was at
now
that
we're
concert.
Getting somewhere. Okay, yes. Cool. That's amazing.
Right. So it later that year, we started dating.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was the first time we were actually introduced to each other.
Mm-hmm. And who did that introduction? Who do we have to thank for this?
Yeah, mutual friends. Yeah. And it's funny, he knew my sister before he knew me. He worked, they both worked in the same mall right across from one another. And yeah, it was just weird that we had never met before. We kind of hung around with the same people, but we had never met. Took a Vertical Horizon show to bring us together.
God for Vertical Horizon.
We've all been there.
And our daughter just realized that I knew Aunt Jen before Mommy, and that just blew her mind.
Caesars Indiana, which is a casino, right? Mm-hmm. Caesars Indiana presents Cheech and Chong. Light Up America.
Did you go to that?
At the showroom.
No, that was okay.
You went to that one.
How long have you been in Mexico?
But it's right next to Tapes and Tapes. Remember that band?
Yeah, man, I do remember that band. Yeah.
So Tapes and Tapes was the first show we went to after Dylan was born.
Was that right?
First show you went to after Dylan was born. No?
I went to that concert.
Oh, I just had a baby. I don't remember.
My mom stayed home and watched Dylan while we went and saw Tapes and Tapes at Phoenix Hill.
Cool. Okay.
Now,
that's great. I like that band. It's just March 2009.
I've seen some interesting things in there. The other one that caught my eye was Matt and Kim. I think there's a Matt and Kim.
Oh, yeah.
Remember them? Yeah.
Matt and Kim about three times, I think.
Yeah.
That's another band that people kind of don't talk about anymore, but they wrote some very hooky songs that were like really catchy songs.
They're so much fun. And that's an example of we don't have a ticket stub for the one they
played in Louisville because it was a free show.
Then we saw him twice without a ticket stub. We saw him in Nashville.
On the Green.
Live on the Green.
That's right.
Wow.
And
that's so cool.
There's so many bands that we've seen for free events where you don't get a ticket.
Right. And also, we were talking about the festival. For the festival, you get sort of one pass or a wristband or something, and you don't get the actual documentation of it. So this is interesting, Coop. Talk a little bit about what inspired you to put this all together in an album. Did you always save the ticket stubs and then just at one point said, hey, I should really put these, somewhere where I can preserve them? Or what was the thinking?
We have a box that we put our ticket stubs in, whether it be a concert or a movie, a sporting event. We put the ticket stubs in that. And then one day Nicole had the genius idea to do this.
It's cool.
It wasn't my idea.
It's kind of a neat book, obviously where it's got slots, since this is podcast, it's great visual, but you can, it's got a spot for three or four tickets on each one. It's really cool with different background designs and everything. It's interesting. I don't know how you did it, Jim, but for me, when I would go to a concert, oftentimes it would be the next morning. It was that, you ever had this feeling, I'm sure we all have, where you don't want to open your wallet? Because you don't want to see how much money is not in your wallet. You got $50 out of the cash machine before you went to the show. And then you're one eye and you're looking at it at 8 o'clock in the morning going, oh my God, there's $1.12. And there's actually change in my wallet. Why did I put a dime and two pennies in my wallet? No, I wasn't in good shape. And maybe the ticket stub's in there and you're just oh God, I want to forget this. So I never got in the habit of keeping them, but God, I wish I did.
No, I didn't either.
I really wish I had
a few that I had in a box that I opened to kind of clean out the basement.
Yeah.
And I found a couple that I had saved from back in the day. I had a Black Flag ticket stub. For whatever reason,
cool.
I saved that one.
Yeah.
But not that much. But I also remember I found this. I don't know if they do this anymore. I don't think so. And I don't think this has been done for a long time, but they used to sell programs at concerts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
There'd be a tour program you could buy. So I had the Hall & Oates program from 1982 or whatever it was.
Had a scratch and sniff in the middle.
Yeah.
No, let's not go there.
And it's just ridiculous, of course.
Yeah.
But, okay. So a couple things real quick, just kind of flipping through here. First of all, Tom Petty at the Bridgestone Arena in Nashville, right?
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
That must have been a great show.
Yes,
it was great.
2014.
Mm-hmm.
And, one of the cool things about going down to Nashville seeing shows is I think that especially somebody like Tom Petty and his tremendous band, the Heartbreakers, when they play Music City, right, they're going to bring it even more.
Mm-hmm.
They know the crowd is filled with musicians. And so, man, they're really going to bring it. So that must have been a great show.
It was.
And then I also noticed here
that you have. Wait. Okay. So I also notice here that you have later in the book Bon Jovi VIP experience.
Yes.
So yeah. so the love for Bon Jovi continued later in life.
Well, I like Bon Jovi.
Yeah. All right.
I wasn't gonna buy tickets. I won that.
You won this.
I won that.
From the radio?
From Live Nation. I entered something on Facebook. You know, everybody enters. Nobody ever wins.
No, I've never won.
I got an email, I believe. And I'm like, is this for real? Who are you again? Where are you calling from? So we were in the pit. We got to go...
There was like a pre-show party.
Wow. We didn't get to meet them, but we were in the last row of the pit, and the stage came out, and it went around back of us. So John Bon Jovi came out, walked up the steps right in front of me, wow. gave me a high five.
No way. You touched John Bon Jovi?
I touched John Bon Jovi.
That's pretty damn good.
So when they came out to do the on the stage behind us, we had front row then. So it was great.
She just high-fived Gavin Rossdale at the Bush concert
what?
This year,
okay, okay, now we're talking. Yeah.
All right, Katie's getting involved gonna get now.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's talk about Gavin Rossdale.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. One to one.
There you
now,
go.
Now, I also noticed there's a photograph in there of Nicole with you with Sugar Ray.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about
Sugar
that.
Sugar Ray, a guy or a band?
The band. The band.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
The remember band. The song Fly by Sugar Ray?
Isn't there a guy named Mark or something?
Mark McGrath.
Mark McGrath. There you yeah. go.
So okay. my mom is a very lucky person, and she wins a lot of things, or she used to win a lot of things on the radio.
Did she really?
Yes. Huh. And so I believe she won these tickets. It was Sugar Ray and Uncle Cracker.
Oh, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first time that's ever been said on this podcast. Yeah.
So she won these tickets. We got to go backstage, and we actually got to stand on the stage when Uncle Cracker was performing.
Wow.
Yeah, it was fun. They were very nice.
I'm sure they were. Coop, you know what's happening here. Next time it's going to be like, hey, Coop, how you doing, man? Can you put Nicole on?
Exactly. I told you.
No.
Okay, I have one last question here. I don't know what this is, but it just caught my eye because it's on the same page with the Bon Jovi VIP experience pass. There's something here called Tony and the Tan Lines, and then it says with REM member. Like, what is this? What
Tony
am I looking
the,
at?
Tony and the Tan Lines, they're just a fun local. I think they're local.
I think they're
semi-local
kind of cover band.
Anyway, okay. No, they
like a party band.
They're
kind
a party
of
band.
Yeah.
But so it was at Headliners, and they were playing. But after they played, it was an REM tribute by some local musicians.
Oh, okay.
So I had to go.
Yeah.
He
absolutely. Didn't go with me.
No.
No.
Of
he wasn't going to go to that.
Of course not.
No. That was the one night he wanted to stay home with the kids. Yes. Now, Coop, I gotta ask you. So the CD I'm holding in my hand here, right?
Yes,
sir.
This
CD right here. You have a ticket stub from Ticketmaster from this band. So walk us through this a little bit. Our listeners are familiar with you and your history here. So
yeah, you're holding the Aqua Jones CD,
which
was a band that I played bass in. It was a Louisville band. Rap rock band.
Yeah, you're like the Flea of that band.
Yes.
The Flea of Aqua Jones.
We were active from 99 to 2001. We played all over the place. All over the place. But and in June of 2000, we opened for a band called 8 Stop 7. You might remember them. They had a song called Satisfy. Mm. They had two songs on the radio. Anyway, look up Satisfy.
Eight Stop Seven. Okay.
Eight Stop Seven.
Okay.
But yeah, so we opened for them, and we got our names on a Ticketmaster ticket
stub. That's pretty cool,
so.
Man.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. Yeah.
That was a highlight for us.
Yeah. We've made it, guys.
Uh-huh.
That's really cool. And where was that show?
That show was at Phoenix Hill,
okay,
in Louisville, Kentucky. They pulled a lot of that's where a lot of bands. It was a big venue there for a while.
Yeah, it was kind of a weird venue though, wasn't it?
Like, yeah, it's three floors. It had a stage on each floor, one of the floors was about as big as this deck. Like, it was really small. So like a lot of local cover bands would play up there.
Yeah.
Then there was the Roof Garden.
The Roof Garden, or I saw. What was Royal Crown Review?
Oh,
I saw
them
play there once. Uh-huh. Remember that when swing music was big in the 90s?
Well, Voodoo Daddy, yeah. I believe there's a ticket in there.
Mm-hmm. But I saw Bob Mould play the main room at Phoenix Hill on the first floor.
Yeah. The saloon.
Now, did you guys...
The saloon, right.
Yeah. Did you guys blow 8 Stop 7 off the stage? Like, honestly, though, you did.
we had a big following, so, I mean, there were more people there to see us than
there. There you go. Nice. That's all you
need. Yeah, he actually got stopped at a gas station. He was pumping gas, and some guy, dude, are you Adam Coop?
Are you an Aqua Jones?
Were you an Aqua Jones? And this was years after.
This was two or three years afterwards, and he goes, will you sign my cigarette?
No.
He did, really.
He did, I swear. I swear he did.
That's so Kentucky. He was really surprised that somebody like you, as big and famous as you, would be pumping your own gas. Right?
I was surprised that someone recognized me.
Yeah.
I don't have gas delivered.
Right.
That's right. Okay. We gotta wind this down. But this is great. I love that you did this.
It's so amazing.
I wish I had done something like that.
I know.
Yeah.
Makes me realize I'm basically a failure at life.
No.
I was going to say.
I'm just kidding, but it's amazing to look at.
I can't
it's
find
so
like important documents in my home when I need them.
My social security
number. We don't know
number.
Where those
I have
are.
No idea. But we've got all our ticket stubs.
That's right.
Yeah, from Skid Row. I know where those are.
Just one last thing. We the year before Dylan was born in 2009.
Okay.
2008, we had what we called the Coop Summer Concert Series, and we saw a run of bands in 2008 that were popular a decade before.
Really?
Okay.
We saw the Black Crowes.
Yeah.
Nice.
Cake.
On the phone, long, long distance, always through such strong resistance. First you say you're too busy.
Wait, where was that cake show?
I love cake.
We saw them at the Palace.
Katie and I were at that show.
Oh, great. Yeah, we saw them at the Palace, but we also saw them over at Horseshoe Casino in Indiana.
In the parking lot.
Yeah.
They had parking lot summer concert series.
The what?
The parking lot of the casino.
In Jeffersonville, Indiana, across the river. So,
okay.
Cake, Bare Naked Ladies, Black Crowes, Smashing Pumpkins, Stone Temple Pilots, Nine Inch Nails.
Wow.
So that was all in 2008.
Yes. And I was pregnant.
You guys are killing me right
now. Yeah.
Katie can tell stories about us going to shows when she was pregnant.
Yeah.
We saw.
So you guys did that to your daughter.
Yeah. So we saw Violent Femmes played at 4th Street Live. Like,
oh,
they would
oh,
have
yeah.
like,
yes.
like free shows out there.
Right.
Yeah, and so we still
That's
talk
another
about
one.
That.
Better Than Ezra. We saw Better Than Ezra there. We saw at 4th Street Live and don't have a ticket stub for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, we got to get out of this thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
This is great, though. I love
Fantastic.
Stuff like this. And, you know,
it's just been amazing.
That's, you know, cheers to you for keeping that all together. That's wonderful.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah. You're going to stick with us here, though, for
Couple more days.
Couple more days, right? Yep.
We'll hang
in
out.
In fact, I think tomorrow we're going to talk about one of your favorite artists who you've seen a few times, right? How many times, without saying who it is?
14 times.
What?
It's the most I've ever seen an artist.
14 times, and it is not the Grateful Dead.
It is not.
It is not Springsteen.
It is not.
Right?
It's not Fish.
Yeah. So we're going to hear about that. All right. Let's get out of here. We'll dispense with all the other stuff. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
I'm Adam Coop.
I'm Nicole Coop.
Thanks so much for being on, guys. This is great.
We
love stuff like this. And if anybody else, you know, has collections like this or fun, you know, stories, we love to hear it. So
absolutely.
You know how to get in touch with us.
Right.
Do that. All right. Stay close, afraid to open them up because of what it might show. I'm sick of those, the way the music that I do behind the back talking, but all that talking isn't true. I'm sick of you who don't games, cause what you do, you think's wrong. But I'm sick of gays doing shit in business, straight people off. I'm sick of those hate crimes, I'm sick of hearing it gets better in no time. I'm sick of MCs who rhyme about having rolling shine. And I know this song, I receive negative feedback, like he's whack. The fact is, I'm starting to sit around act like nothing happened. So for once in your life, you just think about, open up your eyes.
Are you an Aqua Jones?